Has anyone noticed the moon last night? Could you raise your hand? One, two. Wow, only two persons. Could you imagine our Heavenly Father put such a beautiful moon there for you to watch, and you miss that?
各位很可惜啊, 你们有没有看到这两天的月亮非常的圆, 非常的大, 我们天上, 神, 把这么好看的月亮给我们, 你们居然没看到,
sometimes somebody would give you in good faith that the hearty feelings to show you, to share with you, but you didn't pay attention. Do you know that may hurt?
各位您知道吗? 有时候人他这个全心全意的要跟您分享一个很宝贵的东西, 您居然没有, 请听他, 这会非常让人伤心的。
So today we try to share, to think a little bit more about what Jesus feels.
我们今天稍微能够想一下耶稣他是什么样的感受。
So today's topic is pray continuously.
今天的讲题是要常常祷告。
In Luke chapter 18, verse 1, then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them as that they should pray, they should always pray and not give up.
在路加福音18章, 我们看到耶稣讲了一个比喻，叫人常常的祷告，不要灰心。
This is pouring out from his heart.
这是从耶稣打心里说出来的话。
He said, pray and always pray.
耶稣说祷告,要常常祷告。
See, this happened more than 2,000 years ago.
哦,这是在2000年前的事了。
Did he know you?
他难道已经知道您了吗?
He said, always pray.
他是不是就跟您讲说要常常不住的祷告呢?
I like to see some hands. You do pray always. Could you raise your hand?
您如果有常常祷告，请举手，不要害怕啊！如果常常有祷告，举手哈。
Thank God. 感谢神。 See, so this message is not for you.
所以这个信息也许您就可以不要听了啊。For
those people who didn't raise their hand.
那个没举手的，也许要注意听一下啊。Because
he knew you.
因为神耶稣他知道你。
He knew that you may not pray always.
他知道你不是常常祷告。
That's why he said, please, always pray.
所以耶稣在2000以前就说, please, 是要常常的祷告。
And he even said, not give up.
而且还说不要灰心, 不要失望, 不要放弃。
So apparently he knew some people may give up.
很显然的,他知道有的人会灰心就放弃了。
It's not easy. That apparently it's not easy because prayer is not naturally.
因为祷告不是一个很自然的事情，所以有时候我们做起来有些困难。
It takes a lot of effort.
这是一件需要努力去做的事情。
And also perseverance.
而且是非要坚持有这个坚持下去的。
And because he wants to encourage you and I to pray continuously. That's why he come up with a parable.
Yeah, 因为耶稣知道我们必须要在这个祷告上必须要给我们鼓励，所以他就有这样一个比喻。
And he anticipated that this parable may lingering around your mind all the time.
然后他也知道这个比喻讲完了以后，您就会在你心里是不断的这个回忆他。
He said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither fear God nor care about man.
这个比喻一开始就说，在某城有一个官，不惧怕神，也不尊重世人。
Let's temporarily focus on this judge.
我们就暂时开始先想想这个官。
A judge means he got authority.
这个官就是表示他有权威，有权势。
And he will distinguish evil and good.
他是一个可以判断好跟坏的人。
And he can make sentence for people to live or even to die.
而且他可以判生死的人。
Or in jail or for freedom.
你是自由还是关在牢里？
And actually, it's a humble guessing for me is Because I was an engineer.
那就容我稍微能够猜一下，因为我是一个工程师。
In this society, 10 engineers, probably pretty much the influence for the society is probably equal to one medical doctor.
这是你的 OK， 牧师他说，十个工程师大概只能抵得上一个医生。
But 10 doctors probably only equivalent to one judge.
但是十个医生大概只能抵得上一个法官。
So you can see how influential a judge in the society.
所以我们看出一个法官在这个社会里的影响力有多大。
I'm an engineer, so I don't bring humiliation to you if you are an engineer, okay?
所以我这里讲这个工程师，因为我自己是工程师，我说不是有意的要轻视各位。如果在座有工程师的话，我不是有意要轻视您的。
So such a powerful person, but he feared God not.And he care about people not.
您看这么一个有权势的人，他居然是不怕神，也不尊重世人。
If a person does not fear God, could you tell what this person is?
如果一个人不惧怕神，你可以想象这是一个什么样的人吗？
And this judge, he thought he is above man.
然后他也觉得他是在众人之上的。
And he also believed he is even above the law.
他甚至有时候认为他是在法律之上。
And furthermore, he thought he is above God.
然后他认为他还是在神之上。
So this type of person, he can act just like a God.
所以这样的一个人，他就是自以为神，他可以认为他做什么事都可以任意而行。
Because there are so many people outside the world, they just act like this.
那我们知道，当今世下有许多人是如此的。
They thought they are above man and above law and even above God.
他们认为是在他们在神之上，在法律之上，在人之上，法律之上，甚至神之上。
And such person, they dare to do anything.
这样的人他就是任意胆大妄为，什么都做得出来。
No fear.
没有害怕。
And this is the judge.
我们讲的就是这么一个法官。
And such a judge, he feared nothing at all.
这个官他是什么都不怕。
But we know, actually, even an elephant is fear about a little mouse.
那我们知道，像大象这么庞然大物，他也会有的怕的，就是怕个小老鼠。
Let's find out what he feared about.
我们再看一下这个天不怕地不怕人不怕的这个法官，他怕的是什么
？And there was a widow in that town. Who kept coming to him with the plea, "Grant me justice against my adversary."
好，这时候有一个寡妇，她常常来找这个法官说：“你给我伸冤吧。”
This is the person that he is so much afraid of.
这个天不怕地不怕人不怕的法官，他怕的是谁？就是一个小小的寡妇。
A widow.
一个寡妇。
And that widow always come to him.
这个寡妇就一天到晚找上门来
，and keep on bugging him。
一天到晚就烦他，说给我伸冤，给我伸冤，给我伸冤。
With a plea, say, "Grant me justice against my adversary."
就求你给我伸冤，我的对头，让我能够得到正义的伸张。
So maybe at the very first time that widow came to him, he may listen carefully.
我们可以想象，这个寡妇第一次来的时候，这个法官也许他还蛮注意的听。
But more frequently, she keep on coming, then he knew that what she gonna say.
Yeah, 但是一而再，再而三的话，这个寡妇一出现，这个法官你知道他要讲什么了。
And then, for some time, he refused. The judge refused, but finally, he said to himself, he talked to himself, say, "Even though I don't fear God or care about men."
所以很多日他就不准他，但是后来他就心里想说。我虽然是天不怕地不怕人不怕
yet because this widow keeps bothering me I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming
可是寡妇一天到晚来烦我实在受不了了我就因如此我就给她伸冤吧免得她以后再来烦我
now you learn some trick right
我们现在知道一个秘诀了吧
If you encounter some powerful person, very smart person, this is the trick.
如果您遇到一个很了不起的大人物时候，这就是您的秘诀了。
You just keep on coming to that person.
你就是一直去他那里，去他那里，去他
那里。Never give up.
他迟早他就要放弃了。
A strong person eventually will surrender to you.
不管他是多么的强的一个人，到最后还是要跟你低头的。
This judge kind of scared to death about this widow.
其实这个法官啊，你看他天不怕地不怕人不怕，但是看到这个寡妇，他就是惊心胆战的。
I bet you that every time when he saw the widow, he tried to escape.
我想他大概远远看到这寡妇来的，他就想要逃的。
Because he thought maybe someday he will go nuts.
He will become
crazy.
Okay. 他想迟早给他缠下去，我就要发疯的。
I learned this a little bit from our young people.
我自己有些类似经验是从我们年轻人身上学到的公共经验。
If the parents keep on talking like that continuously, they will say, "Ah!"
如果我们做父母的，一天到晚在这边唠叨唠叨唠叨唠叨，年轻人就要爆炸了。
Because your parents knew this trick.
因为这个，你们做父母的大概也知道这个秘诀了吧
？Keep on coming and keep on coming and never give up.
一直坚持到底，就是你那个老话可以讲上，一直唠叨唠叨到最后，你的孩子大概也要做好佛的投降了。
And Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge said."
所以耶稣就说，我们听听这个不义的这个法官他是怎么说的。
And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off?
说神的选民昼夜呼吁他，他纵然为他们忍了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？
So we can tell the parable Jesus wants to tell the disciples.
我们看到耶稣跟这个使徒们讲这个比喻。
He wishes that the disciples learn something from the parable.
当然是他希望这个门徒能够从这个比喻能够学到东西。
But from that parable, then they learn how the relationship between Jesus and the disciples.
但是从这个比喻里中间学到主要是门徒跟耶稣的关系。
And then Jesus said, "I tell you, he will see." That means God will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
耶稣继续说：“我告诉你们，要快快的给他们伸冤了。然而人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德的吗？”
So that is talking about you and me.
所以这里讲的就是你跟我。
If we keep on crying to our Lord day and night,
如果我们日夜的向我们的神呼求，
we ask for justice.
我们要神给我们伸张正义。
And over here, he promised he will answer and he will do the just for us.
这里耶稣答应说他会听，他会替我们伸冤。
Okay, let's get back to the widow.
我们再回头看看我们这位寡妇。
In Jesus' time, if a woman lost her husband, it's a horrible thing.
在耶稣那个时代，如果一个妇人失去了丈夫，这是一个很悲惨的事情。
With sorrow and agony.
有悲伤。有恐怖，有愤怒。
At that time, women do not receive much education and skills.
当那个时候，妇人并没有机会去得到一些教育跟这个技能。
So once she lost her husband, that means she lost her dependence.
所以一旦失去了丈夫，就等于是生活的能力就没了。
The financial resources will be cut off.
然后经济上也的来源也没了。
And the social status for a woman actually is according to her own husband.
然后一个妇人在社会上地位完全是仰赖于她丈夫的地位。
So without husband, that means she no longer have any social position.
说没了丈夫就没有了社会地位。
For this woman, it's pretty sad.
所以我们看出这是一个非常一个很惨的一个寡妇。
But sometimes in this world, real world, sadness doesn't come alone.
但是有时候，当我们是这个悲惨，并不是只有悲惨而已。
Now she even need to encounter an adversary.
所以这个妇人不但是生活的非常凄惨，居然还有一个死对头。
And this adversary find fault with her.
那这个死对头就拼命的挑她的毛病，找她的麻烦。
And get her into trouble.
让她就是有很多的困难。
And that adversary try to oppose her, attack her, and even accuse her.
那这个对头呢？不对，是跟他做死对头，而且还攻击他。
So, Sen is filled with that widow, but now she even need to run into a very miserable life.
所以不但是悲惨之后呢，悲伤之后呢，而且她是生活是越来越悲惨。
Because she found nothing to support her to really go through this adversary attack.
因为他觉得他这就是无依无靠的，没有人那个帮忙他来对付这个死对头。
And now she need to find somebody to complain to bring the grievance.
所以他需要找一个人能够替他伸冤的。
And now there is this unjust judge.
很不幸的，他遇到是一个不义的官。
He doesn't fear God and he doesn't care about man.
这个人不惧怕神，不敬重人。
So apparently he has no sympathy.
很简单的，他对这个寡妇是一点同情心都没有。
And not able to sense other people's agony or suffering.
然后他对别人的一些不幸的遭遇也没有办法有同等心。
So for this judge, actually, his mindset or his mentality is pretty much like, I don't care.
所以这个法官的心态，整个的心态就是，我根本不在意，我根本不在意，不关心这件事情。
I think the way I want to think.
我就是想我要想的。
I said I want to say.
我要说什么就说什么。
I'll do whatever I want to do.
我想干什么我就干什么。
And now this widow need to face this unjust judge.
这样一个寡妇，无依的一个寡妇，现在面对的是这样的一个官。
Actually, not only sadness, not only miserable, but also hopeless.
不但是悲伤，不但是惨，而且简直就是没有希望了。
Brothers and sisters, have you ever experienced that you want to make a phone call and you dial the number, but once it come out that you run into this line is disconnected?
各位，您有没有这个经验？就是你当你打电话打一个号码的时候。打通了以后，那个声音讲的是说：“哦，对不起，这个号码已经不通了。”
Or maybe you got a beep sound as lines was busy.
或者是它是一个就是这个线是占线的，一直在忙。
Or you can get a quick response, say, "Could you on hold?" and then put you on the hold.
或者那个人虽然是接了，但是说你可不可以待会儿就把你这个搁在一边。
Sometimes nice.To provide some music to entertain you.
哦，有时候好一点的会给你放一些背景的音乐。
Or said, could you leave the message and I'll get back to you.
我说您可不可以留个信息呢？我们有空的时候我会回你。
Or they will come out a long list. If press one, if press two, then you continue to keep on playing with the computer.
或者是跟您说，哎，你先按一个一，然后再按一个二，然后再按一个一，再按一个二，再按一个三，等等等等等等。
So we did run into that kind of situation that you got something urgent, but you cannot reach where you need the aid from.
所以我们常常有这个经验，我们这件是120,000火急的事情，结果反而就是摸不着边，不能接触到那个人。
And this widow got into the situation because she got into an adversary.
所以这个寡妇的处境就是如此，因为她有一个对头。
And also make her life very, very tough.
然后让她的生活日子过得非常的困难。
And then she also run into an unjust judge.
然后除此之外，居然这个本来给她伸张正义的官，居然是一个 不惧怕神，也不尊重人的官。
So you go nowhere.
所以等于是走到一个死胡同了。
Jesus wants to show us this parable to tell us something.
耶稣用这个比喻是要告诉我们一些事情。
In this world, we may run the same situation like this widow.
在这个世上，我们会遭遇像这个寡妇一样的遭遇。
You suffer a lot.
你会受很多苦。
You want to bring your grievance to somebody who understands and willing to listen to you.
你要把你的苦向一个能够听你的、了解你的人倾诉。
But because of this woman continue pressing on.
因为这个妇人她不放弃，一直上告。
Eventually, this unjust judge listened to her.
最后，这个法官就听了她的这个诉讼。
And redress. And injustice.
然后就把他拨乱反正，给他伸了冤。
So, this is the picture that Jesus want to show the disciples.
这个就是耶稣要门徒看到了一个影画面。
But we need to pay attention to what Jesus said. You should always pray and not give up.
但是我们要注意的是说，耶稣说你们要常常祷告，不可灰心。
Actually, when he said always pray, actually he said pray to whom?
那耶稣说要常常祷告的时候，他的意思是说跟谁祷告呢
？To whom?
跟谁祷告呢
？To he himself, right?
当然是跟耶稣自己了。
That means Jesus tell the disciples say always pray to me, talk to me.
所以耶稣就跟他的门徒说，你们要常常祷告，就是常常跟我倾诉吧。
And don't give up.
不要灰心，不要失望，不要放弃。
Now, actually, that situation for the widow is totally different from our situation.
这个寡妇的情况跟我们的情况是完全不同的。
Over here, we in the church is a bride to Jesus.
在这里，我们的身份是耶稣的心腹。
We need to recognize our position.
我们必须知道我们的身份地位是什么。
And based on this position, then we know how to pray.
然后知道了我们的身份，知道我们地位，我们才知道怎么样去祷告。
And then we know how we should pray.
然后我们才知道怎么去祷告。
Have you ever thought you are the bride to Christ?
你有没有想到你是耶稣的新娘呢？
And bride means full of happiness.
一个新娘，一个是充满了快乐的人。
And she is loved by the bridegroom.
一个新娘是深深的被新郎所爱的。
So Jesus wants to show this parable, a widow, and over here is about talking about you and me, about us, a bride.A beautiful bride.
所以这是一个很大的对比，一边是一个寡妇没了丈夫的人，一边是一个快乐的新娘。
A widow is no one will be with her.
寡妇是没有人陪伴的。
But a bride is the bridegroom is coming for her.
新妇新娘的话，新郎是常在她身边的。
If you sense that Jesus is the why he said this parable and said always pray to me always talk to me
所以你就可以感受到为什么耶稣说你要常常跟我祷告常常跟我说话
because he said this is full of his love
因为耶稣就说我是深深的爱着你们的
sometimes we pray and later we give up is because we thought the prayer never answered
我们常常是祷告，祷告了很久，我们就灰心了，我们就失望，我们就放弃了。
I think about this, the love between you and Christ that never end.
我们常常认为，既然祷告没有结果，是不是神就不听我呢？其实神跟你我们之间的爱是永存的。
And then we need to think about an enemy.
然后我们要看到一个敌人。
Just like the widow's adversary.
就像这个寡妇，她也是有个对头。
And we need to understand about Satan, the devil.
我们需要稍微知道一下，明白一个撒旦是怎么一回事。
Maybe Willow's adversary tried every measurement to attack her, to accuse her.
我们知道这个寡妇的对头是用尽了一切的手段跟计谋来攻击她。
But Satan, the devil, is even smarter than whoever that adversary is.
但是我们知道撒旦的伎俩是要比这个对头的伎俩高上千百倍。
The devil will use all the schemes to attack us.
撒旦他会用所有的这个阴谋诡计来攻击我们。
To make us stumble.
让我们跌倒。
And make us discouraged.
让我们觉得失望。
So through this journey, the devil, never wasted a minute to make trouble for us.
在这样一个路头上面，这个撒旦是永远不会浪费任何的一个时间的，任何一分钟的。
So don't forget that we are the bride, being loved, deeply loved by Christ.
别忘了，我们是新娘的心腹，我们是这个新郎深深爱的这个新娘。
But also, we shall not ever forget.The devil, the enemy, tried every possibility to attack us and to deteriorate the relationship between we and Jesus.
同时也别忘了，我们也有这样一个对头，就是撒旦。他会用尽一切的手段、一切的方法，让我们跟耶稣、跟我们的新郎之间的关系发生了裂痕。
Sometimes even discourage us to the point that we are start to lose our faith to Jesus.
甚至到了一个地步，我们就开始对我们的信心失去了我们在耶稣身上的信心。
That is why Jesus stretched out his hand, say, "Always pray and don't give up. I'm listening."
这也是为什么耶稣他会伸出双手跟我们说，继续祷告，常常祷告，不要放弃，我还在听。
We may be fooled by the enemy, the devil.
我们也许会被我们的对头、我们的敌人所瞒住。
So if we do know that Satan tried to do something against us, then we should know where we should go to.
如果我们察觉到撒旦在欺骗、想要欺骗、攻击我们的时候，我们知道我们要去的地方是什么吗
？Many many times.We got into personal trouble. We always seek that person as our enemy or our adversary.
常常我们遇到一些困难的时候，我们就把那个人当成我们的对头。
But in the spiritual arena, you should verify whether the person whom is behind that person.
但是在属灵的世界里面，你必须要察觉一下。到底谁真的是你的这个敌人
？Most of the time, you will find the one hiding behind that person is the devil.
很多时候，你会发现藏在那个人背后的其实是撒旦。
Husband and wife, they quarrel and fought against each other. They did not see the one behind them.
我们先生跟太太常常会吵架，但吵的时候有没有想到？藏在那个人的背后的到底是谁
？Sometimes because that commotion is too strong, that sometimes we even try to curse our spouse to die.
当我们吵到一个地步，我们情绪很激动的时候，我们就会说一些咒诅对方的话。
That we miss the point.
这个我们是没有抓到重点哦。
Maybe this society, maybe in your office, that happened too.
也许在你工作的职场上，你也有这种事情发生。
Maybe in this society, I can see the government shut down. Both sides accuse each other.
最近的政府的这个关门的事，就是双方两个党就在彼此互相控诉。
And they demonize the other side.
然后把对方把它描绘上一个非常丑恶的，像魔鬼一样。
If they keep on focusing on these, things will never work out.
如果他们是一直是这样下去的话，我们永远是事情就永远没有指望了。
They need to verify the real enemy behind that.
他们必须想在这个事件对方的后面是躲的是什么，藏的是什么。
And once we verify the enemy, then we know where to go. We need to bring this to the just judge.
当我们知道真正的敌人是谁的时候，我们就可以把这个带到法官的面前。
And this judge is our Almighty God.
那这个法官是我们的大有能力的神。
He is righteous.
他是公义的。
So we can bring this to him.
我们可以把这个带到他面前。
So brothers and sisters, I would encourage you to pray that if you run into some very difficult situation, especially some difficult people, you pray not only for your situation, but also in Jesus' name to pray to go against the one behind that person.
弟兄姐妹，如果遭遇一些很困难的人或很困难的事的时候，我恳求您能够跳过这个人，看看这个后面到底是什么样一个势力，然后把这个事情拿到神的面前来。
You can proclaim in Jesus' name to bind that devil.
你可以奉耶稣基督的名来捆绑这个撒旦魔鬼。
Because Jesus said, "We'll get justice and get it quickly for you."
因为耶稣这里讲说，你会得到正义，而且是很快的，正义是很快的就要来到。
Sometimes we thought get justice is that person get punishment.
有时候我们认知的正义就是哦，那个人就受到处罚，这就是正义。
But actually, when we brought our case appeal to God.You will experience something very quickly.
事实上，当我们把那案子呈现在神的面前的时候，有些事情会很快就发生。
Because he is righteous.
因为他是正义的。
So he will give you an insight who is right and who is wrong.
然后他会告诉你，让你能够认知到什么谁是对的，什么谁是错的。
Many cases for me, when I brought my case to God to pray to Him, He will point out which part.Is the other side responsibility, but at the same time, he also point out to me what you have come short.
很多时候我自己亲身经验是，神会指出对方的不对的地方，但很多时候神会指出我有错的地方。
He will bring justice quickly.
然后这个正义是非常迅速的。
Then we know that we are right in front of God.
然后我们就知道我们在神面前是。有无愧的。
Then I can verify for myself which part I commit sin. I need to ask forgiveness and I need to repent.
然后很快就知道我在神面前是犯了什么错误，我需要悔改什么，我需要能够做把这个事情做对。
And this justice that Jesus has mentioned, actually, he said, "I will give you quick one. I will never delay."
好，这里耶稣就说：“我要快快的给他们伸冤，不会有延迟的。”
So, people follow Jesus, you will experience that the Holy Spirit will put ourselves also under the light.
然后，当你是跟随主的时候，你会发现圣灵会把你放在一个光照的地方。
But we don't need to be really afraid.
我们不需要害怕。
Because we are the bride.
因为我们是一个新娘的身份。
We are deeply loved by Jesus.
我们是深深的被主耶稣所爱的。
And we don't need to really worry about the devil.
我们不需要一天到晚担心撒旦。
Because he was defeated on the cross.
因为在十字架上耶稣已经战胜了他。
And we have a righteous judge, our Almighty God.
然后我们全能的神是我们一个公义的官。
So we can come to pray to him.
我们可以向他祈求。
And always we will receive the justice.
我们是很快的就会得到这个正义的伸
冤。Either for other people or for ourselves.
这个判断有时候是对方，有时候是我们。
And you know what? Every time if we come to Jesus and we receive the justice, we can walk away.With clean, pure person.
如果当我们只是每次把事情摆在神面前，而得到一个正义的这个结果的时候，我们就可以有一种清洁的心、无愧的良心，我们就可以走开了。
Because with Jesus' blood.
因为耶稣的宝血。
And a person if without accusation from God. you are a happy person.
如果当你在神的面前是无所指责的时候，你是一个最快乐的人。
Because sometimes people is not able to always pray, is they are worried about their sin.
很多时候我们不能在神面前祷告，是因为我们担心我们自己的罪犯。
Many Christians dare not come to God boldly is because the guilt is deep inside us.
很多时候基督徒不能够大胆地来到神的面前，是因为我们心里那种愧疚感。
We thought with this guilt, I cannot come to God.
我们以为我们因为心里有愧，我们就不敢到神面前去。
But Jesus wants to show us, I love you all the time.
耶稣要告诉我们说，不管怎么样，我还是爱你们。
That's why he said, always pray, always talk to me.
所以为什么耶稣说，你们要常常祷告，经常地跟我倾诉。
And don't give up.
不要放弃。
Not because the guilt, the sin inside you.
不要因为你心里的愧疚或者是罪，你就觉得你不敢来神面前。
My blood already shed for you.
我的宝血已经为你流了。
I love you.
我爱你。
I want to wash you as white as snow.
我要把你洗成像雪一样的白。
So come to me.
来呀，来到我的面前吧。
Always pray.
常常的祷告。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
We are the bride.
我们是神的新娘。
Don't be fooled by the devil, the enemy.
不要让我们的敌人把我们蒙蔽了。
Whatever grievance we can come to him, he is just. He will show us the justice.
不管是神有什么样的冤屈，他都可以到我，我们都可以到神面前，因为他是一个正义的官。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you so very much that you gave us.